It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey there, what's going on, Brock, Hunter?
Hey, what's
and
up?
And welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's not better. It's just more.
It might be worse, really.
I don't know. We're just trying to ring this out for everything that it's worth. Show number two, and let's get right to it. So earlier on in the Plan B Morning Show, if you didn't catch it, we talked about holograms.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this is really crazy, man. And
well,
I
tell them the backstory with
Ronnie Dio. Yeah, Ronnie James Dio is doing 100 shows. Not himself, a hologram of Ronnie James Dio, mm-hmm. going to be doing 100 concerts. Now, this is pretty crazy when you think about it. 100 shows, it's not like one or two. No, he's going to be at 100. That's a full tour.
That's a full tour.
And so it's going to be the hologram of Ronnie James Dio up on stage. I don't know if it's going to be a full band or what.
You know what freaked me out about that?
What's that?
Is that the hologram or is that his ghost?
Some kind of moron.
Maybe a little bit.
So now this isn't the first hologram we've heard of. They had one of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they did Michael Jackson. They did Tupac. Yep. They did Elvis.
Tupac was like the first one, wasn't it? Like at some festival in Chicago, Lollapalooza or something
it's
like that?
It's weird looking, man. It's crazy. It looks like Tupac is up there performing.
Now, here's where I'm at is how good can it be where you're willing to pay a ticket to see someone that you know is dead? Mm-hmm. It's not really them. It just looks like them. Like, you know, like everyone mentally is going in there and going, all right, I know this isn't Ronnie James Dio. Yes, I'm getting the feel. I'm getting mm-hmm. it, but it's still... It's a computer-generated picture.
See, I get where you're coming from with that, but there's a thing in there that you can do anything you want with the hologram. We brought this up earlier when we were talking about it during the show.
Yeah.
Is, you know, like, say we did, like, a Jimi Hendrix.
Yep.
You know, and he's doing a show, and then all of a sudden a Jimi Hendrix solo comes up, and then they blow him up to, like, 10 stories high.
Yeah,
you can
do...
And he just starts ripping a solo.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much you can do with holograms. And or a boss man, Bill brought it up.
Yeah.
Like seeing AC/DC with Bon Scott.
Bon Scott, that would be insane. And that'd be cool because I will never, he died in 1980. I will never even come close to seeing him or feeling his presence. And I guess like it'd be cool if they could make it. I got to feel this situation out a little bit.
Think
more.
About this. Linkin Park performing a live show and they have
Chester doing it. That's and now is the band live then? That's what I don't know either. If the band is live,
I think that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I think you just have a live band like that. If there's, you know, remaining members, obviously.
I think that'd be like when Bossman Bill brought up having Bon Scott. If I could see Angus Young along with Malcolm, not anymore, unfortunately, because we lost him. But you have Angus, maybe Cliff on there. You got Phil Rudd on drums, and then all of a sudden it's Bon Scott on stage. That would be pretty righteous.
Think about this. There's so many of them out there that you can see Kurt Cobain live.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you could watch Nirvana with Kurt Cobain, or you could watch the Beastie Boys with MCA.
Oh, man.
You could bring the Beastie Boys back.
You know what? There is something to you. And I guess if you're just going out for this, all the songs, you know all the songs, you love the band, it would be an experience. I think it kind of maybe put you back in that place, you know?
Brock, there's so much you could do with this technology. Think about this, man. Comedians, you could bring back George Carlin.
I don't know how much.
You could bring back Stephen Wright. You could bring back, dude, all the best comedians that have passed.
I think you
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah,
you could watch Mitch again.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know?
Be pretty cool.
It doesn't stop there.
I guess I want to see. I got to see the technology firsthand, and I think it needs to still improve a little bit. Because also now, too, like, what if you're at the show and it glitches out, and then all of a sudden it's like a fuzzy signal. You're like, someone move the antenna. I can't see him.
This white noise, man.
He's glitching out.
You know, I think I'm going to grab your heart on this one. I think I'm going to convince you.
All right.
Hologram strippers. Hologram strippers.
I knew you were going to ruin this.
You know, you could just be watching Netflix, and all of a sudden you get that little feeling in your pants.
Like, you know what? Thanks for skirting around that one.
Right.
That little tingle in your dingle.
You know, it's just an extra option on your remote. You just hit the hologram.
Hologram stripper right there. So we're talking like full-size stripper, or could you do like a little tiny stripper that's just like dancing on the edge of the sofa?
You get to pick.
Little coffee table stripper?
Right. Just a little mini.
Here's the problem, though, Hunter. And I like where your head's at with that. Yeah. But the best part about the stripper is the feel, the weight.
The weight.
I can't get a lap dance from a hologram. It's not going to feel. I need to feel that weight of that stripper.
Right.
You know, I need to feel all 98 pounds of that coked out stripper on my lap.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right there.
I'm not going to get a chubby from a hologram. Right.
There's no weight to a hologram. You're right there.
That's the best part. When you go get a lap dance, it's because you got to feel it. Right. You got to feel it.
I feel like getting a lap dance from Casper the Friendly Ghost. You know?
I don't feel you, man.
It's not the same.
There.
This is just it. That's it. And then where do I put the dollar bill? Yeah. You can't put the dollar bill in a hologram.
Absolutely.
I guess you're saving money that way.
You're saving money.
You're saving money.
You know?
And drinks are cheaper on my couch.
No, they'll figure that out. You have to give them Bitcoin or something.
You gotta swipe a card right there. or you know, with the stripper on there, maybe they'll add some mist or a weight that kind of adds a little.
Oh, there you see. You're thinking.
That's a million-dollar idea.
What else can we do with this hologram?
No, we can end it on strippers. Strippers are perfect.
I like it.
That's a perfect end to it.
I like it.
Well, we ruined another good bit, so there you go. If you missed anything, always check out WIRX.com. It is the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. We'll see you next time.
Hologram strippers.